About this, it said David fled now in reference. Came and said before Jonathan, what have I done? What is my iniquity? And what is my sin before thy father that he seeketh my life? And he said unto him, God forbid, thou shalt not die. Behold, my father will do nothing, neither great or small, but that he will shew it me. And why should my father hide this thing from me? Is it not so? And David sware, moreover, and said, thy father certainly knoweth that I have found grace in thy eyes. And he said, let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. But truly as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death. I want to preach a simple little message from verse 3 tonight. One step between you and death. Amen. There ain't but one step between each and every one of us and death tonight.
That's right.
Jonathan, the son of Saul, had become a very close friend to David. There was a beautiful bond between Saul and sent servants down to capture David. But the Spirit of God was so heavy, would just begin to prophesy when they come near Samuel and David. As this happened, 2-3 groups of servants, Saul finally came down himself, and before he got there, began to prophesy. David fled from Nob and met with Jonathan. This is where our story picks up here in chapter 20. David and Jonathan had done what he sinned against Saul was. He wanted to know, but he knew that there wasn't but one step between him and death. I want to preach that message tonight. I'm telling you tonight, there ain't but one step between us and death tonight. We don't never know when we're going to take our last breath. We don't know when we're going to say goodbye here to the earth, the people here on the earth. We don't know when we're going to be in the presence of God. I'm telling you, it pays to always be ready. I want to be like old Paul tonight. I want to be one that knows to be active from the body to be present with the Lord. I'm telling you tonight, we got to be ready. There ain't but one step between you and death tonight. But when's that step? When is it going to come? We don't know tonight. I'm telling you, tides of sheep pass this morning, but the undertaker is on time tonight. I'm telling you, that's all how so certainly we are. That's all certainly we are tonight. And the book of James is in your life, and ain't but a vapor. It's here for a little while, then it's gone. It's vanished away. Right. That's what your life is tonight. It's a vapor.
Right.
I'm telling you, we ain't promised tomorrow.
Yes.
We ain't promised tomorrow. I'm telling you, tonight thy soul can be required of thee. It must be in the mind of them. Rich young ruler, he said, I will take and build greater barns and bestow all my goods. I tell you tonight, he was all but the Lord said tonight, that soul shall be required of thee. I'm telling you tonight, it is but one step between you and death.
Right.
One step.
Yes.
I'm telling you tonight, there are a lot of people that's in our torment frames of hell tonight and desire to have one more chance that they can tell you what they've heard. I'm telling you, everybody's heard the gospel. Everybody's required in the gospel tonight. Where do you stand? If the Lord was to call your number tonight, where do you stand then?
Right. That's right.
You know, we ain't gonna go in on mama and daddy's skirt tails and coat tails. We gotta get in for ourselves. We gotta know that we know that our name's written in the Lamb's book of life. We gotta know. I'm telling you, so many people in today's time, they said my mama and my daddy was a good Christian man or a woman. But I'm telling you tonight, you can't go in on mama and daddy. You got to stand before yourself,
yes,
before Almighty God. You got to stand before yourself. There's going to be a time coming upon the land. People only want to get in and can't get in.
Right.
You know, the Lord's mercy is going to be shut up. It's going to be shut up tight. And ain't nobody going to be saved in those days.
Right.
I'm telling you, the day is the day
of salvation. I'm telling you, he's knocking at your heart's door tonight. Harden not thy heart at the day of provocation. I'm telling you, today's the day of salvation. Today's the day. Don't put it off. Don't put it off. I'm telling you, hell's going to be hot on some that's not ready. I'm telling you, this thing's wrapping up, Brother Donnie. Yeah. This thing's wrapping up. It's coming to an end. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's coming to an end now. People don't want to get in. They don't want to serve God. But I want to be like David. I want to be wanting to serve the God.
All right. The... Praise God.
Woo!
Praise
who
God.
Am I preaching to tonight?
Praise God.
I'm telling you who I'm preaching to. I'm telling you people need to get ready. He's going to part that eastern sky. And he's coming back after his church. He's coming back after his. Where do you stand at tonight? Where do you stand at?
Right.
One step between you and death.
Right.
I wish Brother Joel was here tonight. He could tell you how many that he embalmed tonight. Y'all been in eternity tonight.
Right.
You know, I think about these tornadoes that blowed into Oklahoma. You know, just come in like a mighty rush of wind. And it blowed me on into eternity, I'm sure, tonight. I'm telling you, you know more than they are. One step between you and death. One step between you and eternity. Where do you stand? Where do you stand tonight? It's a serious thing.
Yes.
He said tonight, I said before thee, life and death, life and death. Which path you gonna take?
Right.
Which path you gonna take? I'm telling you the path that you need to take. You need to go to the stop sign. You need to hang right. You need to stay straight. That's what we need to do.
That's right.
Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to tonight? I'm telling you tonight, hell's a real place. Heaven's a real place. We got to choose that day who are we going to serve.
Amen.
As for me and my house, we serve the Lord. We serve the Lord tonight. It ain't too many people want to say that anymore. But for me and mine, we serve the Lord.
All right.
One step between you and eternity. Ain't more step.
Right.
I'm telling you, there's no more than this right here. You need to get in while the getting's good. You need to fight a good fight of faith. You need to hold on to eternal life. I'm telling you, don't need to let it slip tonight. So many people let it slip tonight, brother. They let it slip right between the fingers.
Right.
Amen. Let it slip. But we got to lay hold on it. We got to grab hold of it. And we got to hold on to it. I'm telling you, there's no more than this right here. A righteous man, he can fall and he die in his sins. He'll be in a torment and in the flames of hell. I'm telling you tonight, we need to be right. We need to be ready to go. We need to be ready.
Yes.
We need to be ready.
Yes.
And you know, any but one way that you can go. It's got to be by the way of the cross tonight. It's got to be by him. It's got to be by him. When the Spirit of God begins to draw and begins to work with one's heart, don't cast it off. Don't take the thread off. I'm telling you, there's so many people. They want to take conviction, Brother Daddy. They want to shake it off. That water on the dove's back. That's what they want to do these days.
Right.
Who am I preaching to?
Come on.
Who am I preaching to?
Right.
I know the word of God. Brother, it don't return void.
Right.
It's like the anointing. It's like the hammer that breaks the rock to pieces. You might think tonight that the gospel is falling on deaf ears. But it's not.
Right.
It's not tonight. He's still in the soul saving business. He's still setting the captive free.
Yes.
Who am I preaching to?
Yes.
One step. One step. Between you and death. That's all.
Right.
You know, it no more than it was back in 95. Y'all heard me talk about it many a time. When I was going up the road, car stalled, got hit in the rear end. I'm telling you, the Lord could have this all that day, but he just took one. I'm telling you tonight, he just took one. Ain't but one step between you and death tonight.
Right.
One step. One step.
Right.
I tell you tonight, If you know what I know, you will crawl all the way to an altar. You will take and turn your life over to the Lord tonight. I'm telling you tonight, the friend of hell is going to be real. I'm telling you, you have an enemy that wars against your soul. Each and every time you go to church, you say you don't have to live like the man of God said you got to live. You don't have to take and do what the man of God has said to do. But I'm telling you, that's what's wrong with a lot of houses of God today. They ain't hearing the messenger. I'm telling you, they ain't hearing the message. But I got a message tonight. One step is all it takes tonight.
Right.
That's all it takes tonight, is one step.
Yes.
I'm telling you so many times, you can take and turn on the radio or a TV set, and you hear about this one and that one passing on into eternity. You can take and pick up a newspaper and go to the obituaries. You say, well, I know that one. I went to high school with that one. I'm telling you, that's what I'm telling you tonight. There's no respect of persons. I'm telling you, one step tonight is between you and death.
Right.
One step. You know, old David, he come to realize that old Saul was trying to take his life. You know, in one place there in the Holy Scripture, they said he took a javelin. I'm telling you, he wanted to kill him with a javelin. I'm telling you tonight, he knew it wasn't but one step. He knows Saul was hot on his tail, but the Lord protected him tonight. But he knew it wasn't but one step between him and death.
Right.
That one step tonight. Right. I want to be ready for that step. I'm telling you, at the sun, if God was to dial my number tonight, I want to be one that could say, Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I got my eyes on you. I got my mind made up. I'm took and sold out for you. I'm glad I can say I'm one of his tonight. I've been bought with a price tonight. I can say I'm one of his. My name is inscribed in the Lamb's Book of Life tonight. It's broke there by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And no man can take my name out of that book. I'm glad I'm one of his. I can say I'm one of his tonight.
Right.
What can you say? Can you say you one of his?
Yes.
One of his. You know, I know the time's coming when a man goes through trials. He goes through hard times and tough places. But I know I'm one of his. When the enemy that wars against my soul, he tries to come against me and say, boy, you ain't even saved. I can tell him you're a liar and a father of it. I tell you, he don't know what the Lord done for me in that July of 2002 when I nailed that altar of prayer. I tell you, I became a brand new man.
Right.
A brand new man.
Yes.
One step tonight. One step. You know, it don't take but one step to get out here and get in an automobile accident.
Right.
And slip off into eternity.
Right.
Bless the Lord.
You know, I thought it was me and Brother Billy, or me and somebody in the church, we was talking about a fellow named Alvin Turner. You know that man, he was going home one night, minding his own business, on a moped, going down Crybaby Bridge Road, got run over and killed. Slipped off in eternity. He didn't know that he was going to be stepping over to the other side. We don't know tonight when we're stepping over.
That's right.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
We don't know. We don't know tonight. I tell you, I want to take and reach out for that one tonight that made me want to come on into the fold of God. I'm telling you tonight, you might have a devil sitting on your shoulder that don't go up, don't listen to him, but you need to pop him off your shoulder. You need to make your way to an altar tonight and get your name recorded into the Lamb's Book of Life.
Praise God.
I'm telling you, we're living in a time now. If you turn to Matthew 24, every one of the signs that come in the past, I'm telling you, the Bible says you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. Okay, we don't see that pass. He said you'll have earthquakes in diverse places. All of this don't come to pass. I'm telling you tonight, only thing that's keeping the Lord from coming, he ain't the Father, ain't said, go get your bride. But we don't never know.
Right.
He'll say, son, go get your bride. I'm telling you, we're the bride of Christ, and we got to be ready to go. It don't matter if it comes in the first watch, second watch, or the third watch. We must be ready to go.
Right. Praise God.
In your name. And he wrote it on Lamb's Book of Life. You're going to sit around here. You're going to be left behind. And you're going to go into a great tribulation period.
God.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a grievous time when they put a chip in their right hand or their forehead. And if you don't take that mark, you ain't able to buy. Say a little trade. I was thinking of this Obama bill. No more than everybody's got to have medical insurance. I believe it could be the forerunner of the Antichrist now.
Yeah, right.
If he can make it mandatory for everybody to have medical insurance, I believe he can make it mandatory where you have a chip too.
Right.
I believe it could be the forerunner. I'm telling you, it's wrapping up. It's wrapping up tonight. I've been here just for 11 short years. But I can tell you these things that's come to pass now. It's written. It's written. It all must come to pass before he can come.
That's right.
Amen.
Telling you, you ain't ready, you're going to be left behind.
Right.
And if you wish to die not ready, you're going to wake up in torment.
Amen.
And in flame, burning for eternity. Burning. Burning. Where the fire is not quenched. Where the worm dies not, the fire is not quenched.
Right.
I'm telling you, there's going to be a day in time when you take and die. The Bible tells me, once appointed a man wants to die, and after death, judgment. I'm telling you tonight, if your name ain't recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, you're going to be weeping and gnashing of the teeth tonight.
Right.
Amen.
He made a way for us. He made a way for us. You know what? It's going to be no more than love in the dead, Noah. You know, there 8 people got on that boat, and the Lord shut them in.
Right.
He shut them in tonight. All the rest of them was upon the bank. He was drowned. I'm telling you, by the door of mercy was shut.
Right.
I can hear it in my spiritual ear tonight. People crying out, saying, let me in. Let me in. I believe you now, Noah. I believe it's going to rain. I believe it's going to be a flood. But it's too late.
Right.
When judgment is set.
Praise God.
It's too late.
Right.
When judgment is set.
Right.
There's going to be a day when judgment's going to be set.
Right.
He said, I set before thee an open door.
Yeah.
You know, he's got an open door tonight. There's a door of mercy open for us tonight.
Right.
And that door is Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, if we hear his voice tonight, all we have to do is take a call upon him. Say, Lord, come into my heart. I'm telling you, he'll come in and suck with you and you with him.
Right.
I'm telling you, the salvation that I'm preaching tonight is so easy, a little child can understand it.
That's right.
I tell you, brother, I heard some things this past week that just blesses my little heart. I bless my heart, a little 3-year-old boy can come up to you and tell you he wants the Holy Ghost. He wants to speak in tongues. What's wrong with the church? I'm telling you, we need to wake up.
Right.
We need to wake up.
Right.
The salvation's so easy, a little child can understand it.
That's right.
You know, my Bible tells me some little children are coming to me and forbid them not. But such is the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Such is the kingdom of God tonight.
That's right.
Amen.
Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to?
Yes.
I'm waiting out. I'm throwing out the lifeline for your soul.
Yes.
I'm telling you so many times, you see these big old cruise ships, if a man falls overboard, he said one's overboard. He's overboard tonight. And he throw out that lifeline to him. That's what I'm telling you tonight. You overboard. You overboard tonight. You sinking deep in sin. And I'm throwing out the lifeline to you. Will you grab hold of it? Will you lay hold on eternal life?
Praise God.
Will you lay hold on it?
Yes.
We all got to come by the way of the cross. I tell you tonight, all the ground at the foot of the cross is level. It's level.
Yes.
There's no big eyes of little youth at the foot of the cross.
That's right.
You know, I can go back to that 2002 day. I tell you, that church I got saved in, it wasn't as big as this one. But I'm telling you, it felt like a mile under conviction. It felt like a mile. But I kept stepping. I kept stepping my way out to an altar of prayer. And I tell you, I prayed. And I looked over the side of the brother Hart. And there's my wife giving her heart to Almighty God. And that's the best life we ever found. I'm telling you, I tried sin. And sin just brings pain and misery. I'm telling you tonight, give God a try.
Right.
Give him a try.
Man.
He can turn pain, hurt. He can turn all that over into love, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost.
Right. Right.
Amen.
One step between you and eternity. One step. You know, a lot of people, you know, I heard Baptist people preach funerals. They rolled a casket up in front of MacDougall's funeral home. Oh, his name was Brian Vinson. Drinking. Got killed on Highway 24 before it even got finished paving it. Heard a Baptist preacher from New Prospect Baptist Church. Said he was saved. Said he won in. But I'm telling you tonight, he ain't no enter in if you ain't pure. How come you look at the thief of the cross now? You can't get in on your deathbed. But I wouldn't want to wait that long. I wouldn't want to make it that long. I wouldn't want to make my calling of the leg sure now. I want to be sure that I was ready to go.
Amen.
I don't become full clothes for much longer. But back in 1985, there was three boys in Pendleton. There were swaying boys. Brother Horace probably was him from some of them. All three of them burned up the same night in a house fire. All three of them slipped off into eternity. They didn't know that he was going to go that night. I just spoke to him that day in school. But I'm telling you, that's how uncertain you are. You tied them shoe ties this morning. You brushed that hair this morning. But I'm telling you, another one can brush that hair tonight. Another one can be making that body prep this morning. That's how uncertain we are.
Right.
That's how uncertain we are. I'm telling you, there's nothing in this world uncertain. But one thing is certain and sure, that you're going to die.
Amen.
You're going to die. I'm telling you, from Adam and Eve, sin come into the world and dead by sin. But I'm telling you, the second Adam, he come to make a way for us. He come to pardon our transgressions. He come to blot out our sins. Why don't we give him a try tonight?
Try.
I tell you, I feel this. I feel it. One step between you and me.
That's right.
One step. You go look at some of the disciples, you know, that was martyred. That was martyred for the gospel. They was ready to go. But you think that they know the very next day they could have been gone? No.
Amen.
No. I wouldn't even bring the Judas Ascari. You know, he was one to betray Jesus Christ. But you think that he knew that he was going to go out and hang himself in just a few short days? No, I don't think you know that. One step tonight is between you and death. That brings me the whole over to Sapphire. I'm telling them two, they lied to the Holy Ghost and they kept back part of the price of the money for the land. I'm telling you, they didn't know that that day that their soul would be required of them. They didn't know that it was going to drop over dead. But I'm telling you, that's how uncertain we are.
Right.
That's how uncertain we are. Here today and gone tomorrow.
Right.
Here today, I say, and gone tomorrow.
Right.
But I want to be one that can live a life that's pleasing to God.
Right.
When a man of God gets up to preach this old boy's funeral, I want him to say, he fought a good fight. He's kept the faith. I'm telling you tonight, I want to be able to leave a victorious testimony, and we can have one tonight.
Right.
One step between you and death. One.
That's right.
One. You know, a thought comes to mind. You know, a lot of people says a Christian life is hard to live. But I'm going to tell you tonight, I'd rather struggle than fail.
Amen.
And die and go to hell.
Right.
I'd rather struggle and fail. I tell you, as long as I'm struggling and I'm failing, I know at least I'm trying. I know I'm trying, and as long as I'm trying, I know the Lord's going to help me. I'd rather struggle and fail and not try and go to hell tonight. There's so many people that don't want to try. They don't want to get into a house of God. They don't want to serve Him out of the beauty of holiness. But I tell you, that's what it's going to take to see God. That's what it's going to take to go on the other side of Jordan. That's what it's going to take to get to see the beautiful gates. That's what it's going to take. It's going to be living a sanctified, holy life. He's coming back at the church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish. And I tell you, I want to be in that church.
Yes.
I want to be ready to go when He comes.
Praise God.
If you ain't ready to go, you're going to be left behind.
Right.
You know, the Bible talks of a second death. You know, I don't want to be one tonight that had to stand in front of white throne judgment and have to have part of the second death. That second death is when you'll be cast into the pits of hell.
Right.
You want to be cast into a fiery furnace that burned for eons and eons of time. And you're going to hear
yes.
the gospel. Each and every time the preacher pleads for your soul, you're going to hear it. You'll say, why didn't I get in? Why didn't I listen? I'm telling you, but it's going to be too late. Judgment is said tonight.
Right.
It's going to be said.
Right.
Yep. You know, I think about Tracy in the Sunday school room. You know, she's taught all the children, but not children, young men and women, about divine revelations of hell, about the legs of hell, about the belly of hell, the right arm of hell. They're going to be different depths of hell, but it's all going to be hot. The forecast of hell is hot tonight. The ways of a transgressor is hard tonight.
Right.
But He's telling you tonight, He said, come unto me. All that you have heavy laden, He said, I will give you rest.
Yeah.
I tell you, there's rest for you tonight. You might be heavy laden tonight. You might be bowed down with sin. You might be so heavy with cares of life and the cares of the world. But I tell you, He takes it. He makes them burdens light.
Yeah,
feel like them tonight. Brother Hart, give me some music. I done preached long enough. I can't do it. I can't do it. When the Holy Ghost is finished, I'm finished tonight. But I'm telling you tonight, we need to make our call and make sure these altars are open. It's open for you tonight.
Yes.
Will you come? Will you come tonight? Will you come tonight? Will you come? Tell you, hell's going to be awful. It's going to be an awful time. It's going to be a place of torment. I tell you, hell wasn't prepared for us. It was prepared for our devil and his angels. It's not prepared for you. Will you come tonight? Will you come tonight? You know, there's no more. And that fellow, he said, I will build bigger barns and bestow all my goods. He didn't know that night he was going to die. He didn't know that night he was going to slip off into eternity. He didn't know that night that his soul was going to be required of him. He didn't know that night that he might be lifting his eyes into hell. He didn't know it that night. But I'm telling you tonight, He's made a way to escape for you. He's made a way. He's made a way for you tonight. Will you pray tonight? Shoot up my foundation tonight. Will you pray tonight? Will you pray? These altars are open. They're open for you tonight. They're open for you tonight.
And we're
what I'm preaching to you tonight It's real. It's real tonight.
Yep.